Hey, if you had three different sized meatballs and you made like a snowman out of them on your plate, it'd be like spaghetti and meat man.
Yeah, and then you could take a picture of that, put that on Instagram, all your friends would follow it.
Yeah, all right, so there we go. There's a free little tip for you listeners, as well as a warning that we are about to swear at you and insult you and make you feel bad about yourself. If you don't have the fortitude to withstand these attacks, I advise you acquire that fortitude and listen anyway.
Quiet over there.
I can't help it. I got a terrible cold.
Take NyQuil.
What's NyQuil?
NyQuil's the new nighttime cold medicine from Vicks. All by itself, NyQuil relieves your stuffy nose, coughs, minor aches and pains. Relieves your major cold symptoms so well, it even helps you get the rest you need, so you'll feel better in the morning.
Try Vicks NyQuil tonight and put your cold to bed. NyQuil, new from Vicks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Books Are Boring Podcast. This is episode 83. I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm David Stoneborough.
And today is Wednesday.
April 6th.
April
6th. Is that true?
2014.
Yeah, because this is a stab in the dark.
Yeah, right? We're just guessing here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that's how most podcasts start.
Yeah.
You say who you are, you say when it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that those times and names are correct.
Yeah.
So this week has been, it's getting cold.
Yes.
The summer is over.
Yeah.
And now
it's getting cold and I love it.
And it's getting close to Halloween season.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice.
People are putting on jackets and sweaters.
I gotta start thinking about what I'm gonna dress up as.
You don't have any plans at all?
No. I kind of had a vague plan of going as, Phil from Last Man on Earth, or Tandy from Last Man on Earth. But
plans fell apart for that one.
Yeah. We reused the concept in something else. But yeah. So now I have to rethink.
We reused the concept.
Yeah. let's see. Christmas is fast approaching as well.
Yeah. And then, New Year's after that, right, we got January. That. Right on the horizon, right?
Yeah. The other day, I walked up to the kitchen at work. I was like, hey, everybody, what's everybody's plans for Christmas? And some people are like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And I was like, and New Year's? And they're like, one guy's like, I'd probably get drunk. Cool, cool, cool. What are your Easter plans?
Are they going home for Thanksgiving?
And that's when they started talking amongst themselves.
Yeah. They look away to their soapy cloths and the counters they're cleaning and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretending like you're not speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a lot like your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor.
Yes.
So you and I, you might not know this, have a podcast called The Books Are Boring Podcast.
I haven't listened to it personally, but I heard it's one of the best podcasts on the top charts of iGloons.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that's a conspiracy theory, man, because it absolutely is bad.
Oh, really?
Reviews are bad.
Reviews are... I didn't even think it had enough listens to have reviews.
It barely does.
Yeah. Okay.
Or doesn't.
Or doesn't. Or did.
But, I have taken the liberty of moving on without you and starting a brand new show.
Oh.
Just so that when this ship sinks, I was dragged up onto the deck of another more beautiful ship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's what I've been kind of doing with Tonightman.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of basically letting this thing burn down.
Yeah,
right?
Just burn down to the ground.
And just trying anything we can.
Anything we can.
To get out of this.
Get out of this.
So well, I was actually just thinking that we could air a couple clips from my new show to generate some hype.
No, that's not really what we do here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really care about that.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I figure I will.
Yeah, I might as well do it.
Yeah, just...
What kind of show is it?
It's like an interview show.
Oh, you know? Cool. So, kind of like a, I don't know, George Stromboulopoulos.
Okay.
On the Hour. Remember, he'd interview people.
There's a good one.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's like a expose on some very interesting celebrity...
Oh, cool. You know? Yeah. Kind of like a Marc Maron, like he really gets into it.
There's a good one. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it's kind of like that, except nice. it's deeper.
Okay. Really ask, ooh, deeper than Marc Maron.
Deeper than Marky Mares.
Oh, okay.
I ask the real questions to my guests, and I get real guests.
That's a
you know
Nice.
Real guess. Have you ever heard of President Obama?
What was he president of?
The Kettle Club.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, it made some really good changes, I think.
Yeah.
He, inclusion of non-purebreds, I think, was a nice
I appreciate move. That.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have a bit of a smoke alarm here. Our friend Cody Crane is making some butternut squash soup. So I guess something went wrong.
I mean,
it is fall, though, right? That's
easy line to draw there.
Yeah.
Cody Crane is making some fall flavored soup.
Yeah.
And we get some alarms.
Yeah. On. The alarms are going.
The run for your life alarm.
Yeah.
So Cody Crane, special shout out for Cody Crane. Keep your soup cooking down.
Keep that soup cooking to a min.
So my new show.
Your new show. Yeah, let's talk about it.
You've heard of Kettle Club President Barack Obama?
Yes, I have.
Potential listener.
Potential listener.
Anyone could be.
Oh, so he didn't get him on?
Sorry?
You didn't get him on the show?
Oh, you know. No.
Okay, cool.
Not,
who no. did you get?
Oh, well, I mean, why don't we just roll a clip and let the listeners hear just a little sneak peek of what they're in for with my new show. Dave asks a question. And you answer, goddammit.
That's a good name.
Thanks.
One more time, the name?
Dave asked a question. And you answer, goddammit.
Nice.
.com.
Oh, there's a website. Okay. Yeah,
it's not a website, it's a show.
Let's
play a clip.
But you have a web.
Yeah, we have, everything has a website.
Yeah. Play a clip.
Play a clip. So, thank you, listeners. This is, Dave asks the questions, and you'll answer, goddammit. I'm your host, David Stonebrough, and with me today is my my first guest, Trevor Pullman.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me. So this is great. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have you here. Thanks so much for coming. I feel like my previous podcast is a sinking, burning, poisonous ship, and I'm trying to get away from that and do a new show that's going to generate a lot of fame for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you want. I think a lot of times people think that they just want to create art or they want to kind of make something that they enjoy, but they forget that that doesn't bring you fame.
No, it's you're right. It seems like you really get what this show's about. And the way that we're going to do that is by cutting your life open with no preparation on your part. We're going to ask some really wicked questions.
Okay.
And if you don't answer truthfully, we've got a little machine connected to your arm there. We're going to shoot you.
How? Okay.
It's just going to beep or something with a red light when you're lying.
Okay.
So I'll ask a question and you're probably not going to want to answer it.
No.
And then it beep, beep, beep if you lie.
Okay.
And then I'll tell Gustav to shoot you.
I think.
If you lie.
Yeah. I just want our listeners to know that the science of the polygraph is not yet proven. It's not admissible in court. There's a lot of issues with them, and there's a lot of other reasons it could go off besides lying. So, but we'll do this.
So that's a clip. That's just a little taste of kind of how the show sounds, what it's like.
Okay.
And maybe as this episode goes on, I could air a few more clips to show maybe some of the content, some of those questions, and how the guests on my show respond. It's a really fun time, and I think a lot of people who like the Books Are Boring podcast are going to appreciate this hard hitting interview style.
I like that. I don't know how you got that guest. / I don't remember doing that at all.
Oh yeah, you were on it.
Yeah, that was me. I don't.
That's you. Yeah.
No recollection, but that's okay. I mean, yeah.
You drink a lot of NyQuil.
I do drink a lot of NyQuil.
Yeah, I mean, we gave you a couple bottles that day.
Life hack here, people. You drink some NyQuil. That's all you need.
Yeah, drink some NyQuil and then just see where the wind
World wind takes you.
See where it's gonna be a fucking whirlwind.
Yeah.
And NyQuil. It's going to be a fucking whirlwind.
This episode is brought to you by NyQuil.
NyQuil. It's going to be a fucking whirlwind.
Dun, dun, dun. I could have just added the music in post.
I like your rendition of it.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't as good as if you had downloaded the music.
Yeah.
But I like that you took a stab at it, mm-hmm. You know how, like, musicals on stage aren't as good as the movie?
Yeah.
Just like that's a rule.
Yeah.
The movie's always better.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of like that. I like that you still put on the musical here. You know, you still tried and did the music with your mouth rather than just downloading it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
But I mean, not enough to continue doing this podcast with you.
Right. Exactly.
I'm done with it.
I'm kind of done with it too, which is why really? I've actually big news bulletin here. Big
you baked a batch of cookies?
I did bake a batch of cookies, but they burnt, so you don't get any. But I also started my own kind of interview talk show. Yeah.
Like your own podcast.
Podcast,
that's
right.
An interview
show. Interview people.
Oh, that's interesting.
Kind of.
What's it like?
It's a little like yours.
George Strombolopoulos.
Kind of mixed with a little bit of morning radio.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron mixed with a little bit of Shock Jock.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, it's a little different than yours. But
you just sit in a room on your own? That's what's different about it?
No, I have guests.
Oh, you have your guests.
Yeah, I get the big names.
Oh, cool.
Have you heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California? He was also in the movie Jingle All the Way.
Oh, from Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Right, with the robot toy with the robot that the kid wants. And he wants it so bad that California elects Schwarzenegger to be the governor.
So he
flies around in his tank and delivers toys on Christmas.
Yeah, so the kid wanted the toy.
Yeah.
Right, but he didn't get
it. And a dad.
But the kid didn't. He wanted his dad more than he wanted it.
No. His dad killed Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So he became Santa Claus.
So he became Santa Claus.
And he got really more muscular all the time.
Right.
He was not muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a bunch of muscles and a beard.
And then he like took revenge on Satan.
Yeah. And then they're like, how far are you going to jingle that? And he turns to the camera. He's like, all the way.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I love that movie.
So,
oh, you had him on the, he was a guest?
No.
Oh.
That was just a sidebar. I was wondering if you knew who that was.
Yeah, when we talked about it, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Okay, cool. No, but I did have a pretty great guest. I don't have to tell you, though. Let's just roll a clip.
Oh, sure. Here's a clip of Trevor's new show.
Hey, guys.
Wait, hold up. What's it called?
Oh, it's called Trevor in the Morning Talking to You Real Good.
All right, try to remember that.
Trevor in the Morning Talking to You Real Good.
Trevor in the Morning Talking to You Real Good. Remember that, listeners? Here's a clip.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Trevor in the Morning Talking to You Real Good. I'm here with... there's a bunch of topless models in the studio today, so we got that going for us. So we got some model cars that are convertibles. Good joke?
Yep. That was pretty good.
And we got our great guest today with us, David Stoneborough.
Okay.
Straight off his new talk show podcast called, what's it called?
Dave Asks the Questions and You'll Answer, goddammit.
Yeah, and what I am to understand is there's some sexy torture involved.
In my podcast?
In your podcast.
No, we don't. Do any torture. Nope. I don't know where you heard
but
that.
But you're asking the hard-hitting questions, so
that
I'm going
to
ask you the hard-hitting questions like I ask all my guests.
Great.
You're the first one.
And I look forward to giving you some great answers, and I really appreciate you having me on the show as your first
guest.
What
was your childhood like?
Pretty good childhood. I had a good childhood, yeah.
Yeah.
I had fun playing with my cousins and sledding. In the winter?
Whoa. All right. So that was a clip.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hold on then.
Yeah.
One real quick question though.
Yeah.
You had me on a show.
Yeah.
I don't have any memory of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you also referenced the show I was doing that I hadn't told you about yet.
Yeah, I guess.
On your show.
I guess you had.
I had.
Written it in your rider.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you got
that, you wanted to talk about it. I don't remember most of the things about my guests.
Yeah, even booking me, or
even booking you.
None
of that is. No, I'm not recalling any of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just be real with you for one second? I don't remember recording my own podcast either.
We've.
I don't remember yours, mine, none of this.
We've been drinking a lot of NyQuil lately.
Yeah, we've a ton of NyQuil.
Yeah. And you know what they say about NyQuil?
It's a fucking whirlwind.
It's a fucking whirlwind.
That is true.
Yeah.
We did those just chugging contests.
Should we maybe just listen to more of your show and just see what the deal is?
Yeah, I mean, it's about all I've got in the script here is to just roll clip when it says to roll clip.
But okay.
I don't remember recording any of this.
Yeah, no, either do I, bud.
So we'll just get through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, listeners, here's another clip from my new show. Dave asks the question, you'll answer, goddammit, or something. Welcome back. We're here with Trevor Pullman on Dave Asks the Questions and You'll Answer, goddammit. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great. As you know, on this show, we ask the hard-hitting questions. Mm-hmm, the deep cuts.
The
we
deep wanna cuts,
know,
yeah.
We want to know about the chasms and the canyons of Trevor Pullman. We're going to find all that out today in this interview.
For those, I usually use like a pore strip, something like that.
Okay, I see. That was a metaphor that I used. Mm-hmm. You interpreted it literally.
Sorry, I'm really bad at metaphors.
Don't worry about that. We're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it real straight, straight on the level,
straight and narrow. Okay,
straight and narrow. We're gonna keep it real easy for you to understand.
You got it.
So my first question for you.
So I just have a couple questions. Who asked the questions? You asked the questions. Who? And I answer.
I'm just gonna get my producer real quick.
Yeah.
Who does? My producer's telling me that Dave asks the questions, and you, referring to the guest, will answer. God damn it!
Okay,
yeah. So I'll ask him.
Understood.
Cool. Great.
Okay.
So, Trevor Pullman, you that was a clip.
That was another clip. That was a clip. I guess I was confused about who I asked the questions.
And I mean, it's the name of the show that me, the host.
Yeah.
I had to ask my producer
the
answer to that one. I don't feel like I was in control of this whole thing.
I don't know what's happening here.
This is really...
But this is getting kind of weird, kind of...
I thought you wrote this episode. I thought this was your whole thing we're doing.
No.
Are you being serious?
I'm 110% serious.
I didn't write any of this. I didn't write a word of any of that stuff I said.
They say that you can't do more than 100%, but they haven't seen a glass overflowing.
I guess that's true. And also, what is it? What is the little like thing that water does where it bubbles up over the top?
Oh, good call. That's bubble.
Bubble physics.
Bubble physics. That's called...
bubble physics.
We're just going to roll a clip from my show again. Let's figure it out.
Can't even come up with a word. We're rolling the clip.
All right. That was a funny answer you gave to the question about what your high school experience was like. So we're going to move on to, you had a job for a while working at a newspaper. Tell me about that. Tell me about that newspaper job.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Sure. Yeah, I will. When you say newspaper job, I really worked just 2 days as a temp. I just left the floor.
That's a great story. Okay, and the next question, if you could just take this bag of marshmallows, stick them in your mouth to answer it, because we get a little zany sometimes.
Okay.
So I'll ask the question, and while I'm answering the question, see how many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth while you answer the question. All right. What is the saddest moment of your life?
My mom's pants fell off in the grocery store, and everybody saw her butt.
Oh, that is crazy. That is crazy. We have some fun here, folks. We're going to swing back after this commercial break.
I have never, ever told anyone that story.
Oh, you've told it now on my show? Where does my show air?
Yeah, dude, when...
It's obviously... No radio station wants me.
Like, a radio show? It's 2018. Like,
yeah.
You can't just be, like, freelance talent for a radio show with nothing. Like... This makes no sense, man.
No, it doesn't. Hit the mic.
Don't hit the microphone. Like, I don't want to say concerned because, again, there's a lot of NyQuil involved. So
lots of NyQuil.
So I don't want to get too paranoid simply because we don't know what's going on.
Right.
All
right,
so let's level ourselves.
Okay.
Let's just chill out for a second.
Because
it is getting kind of strange. Seen any good movies lately?
Did I, Trevor Pullman, see any good movies lately? Let me think about that in my head. I saw the movie, but I saw a review out now for The Children Act.
Oh, okay. That is not light and fluffy, is it?
No, that's not light and fluffy. That's a rough watch. And I also, what else did I see? I saw
rough watch, but like, what was it like?
It was good. It was slow near the end. Like, it just like didn't know how to finish. And it was one of those movies that was written by the author of the book. So sometimes they get a little too into their characters and they don't necessarily understand like how it works in film. So it was a really good character study, but I did feel like it was dragging.
Sure.
It's a brief.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's a tough way to write.
Yeah. It's good though. Like, the performances are great. Listen to the full review in the show notes.
Nice.
Thank you. What about you, seeing good films lately?
Here's a funny thing. Jody has this tendency to just like, when she's excited for something, to just declare that that's what it is now.
Yeah.
So like, when in like winter, the first like kind of warm day, even if it's like January like 15th, she's like, it's spring now, and she'll just like put on shorts. Like, she'll just commit to it before, like, as soon as like pumpkin spice lattes start appearing, it's like, it's Halloween now. It's like, no, it's September 3rd. It is absolutely not Halloween.
Yeah.
And she's like, ready to decorate. Let's go buy candy. Let's get a candy bowl. It's like, no, it's not time to do any of that. She just decides it's time for that.
Yeah.
So she's decided it's Halloween time, even though it is September.
Yeah.
And we watched Sweeney Todd the other night.
Okay.
I love that movie, man. I love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Because they sing.
They sing in it. Yep.
They sing the whole time.
I enjoy
time.
That.
And then they kill it.
And then they kill. And there's...
They dance.
They dance. And everybody's walking around.
Yeah,
singing songs.
Singing songs and dancing dances and killing each other.
I saw a really good clip of Angela Lansbury in the Broadway version.
Oh, yeah?
Or whatever the English version of Broadway is. And, she's so good. There was just something about the way she portrayed, what's her name, that Helena Bonham Carter did?
Miss Lovett.
Like, she just, and I don't know, it was just so cool.
That's awesome.
And check it out on YouTube.com. Great
head
website.
Head on down to YouTube.com. Use promo code Helena Bonham Carter.
Well, we've dug our graves. Let's just listen to another clip from
my show.
Your show.
Here with my guest Trevor Pullman, and and we're asking the serious questions.
So, I'm answering the serious questions.
So this has probably been a bit of a harrowing experience for you, really having to open up and
especially with the lie detector test and the beeping and
and that if you tell a lie on the show, Gustav is gonna shoot you. I'm just gonna look at him, I'm gonna nod like that.
How did you meet Gustav? Sorry, you asked the question. I'm so sorry.
You answer them, goddammit.
Okay.
I ask them.
Yeah.
I'm Dave.
Mm-hmm.
This is my new show.
Right, yes.
Called Dave Asks the Questions. You answer them, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. Good name.
Thank you.
I had a show, I would probably just say the name the first time and then forget it by the time I had like to do another part of it. I would just forget what I had said originally, so I just forget to say it. But you remember. And that's really good. I think that shows how good of a host you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that compliment and for the most part, remembering the name of my show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trevor, we have a cutting question for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of knives, so be careful.
No, this year earlier when we talked about you missing metaphors or thinking that I mean them literally,
mm-hmm.
when I say a cutting question, I mean a question that will metaphorically act like a cut in that it will be deeper than your run-of-the-mill question emotionally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Again, bad metaphors, but I understand. Yeah,
all right. No problem. The question is this. Good clip, I guess.
Yeah.
That's another
good
one.
Clip. Yeah.
Not really getting to those questions.
No. Then do you think, I don't know, you probably chose the clips when in your haze or Gustav. Yeah. Chose the clips.
Potentially Gustav might have done that. I don't know who that is.
Do you think you actually asked questions, or do you think that it was just a bunch of setups for questions and then no actual questions? Or do you think that their screams were too much with all the stuff attached to me?
That's a very good question. I have no idea what happened in that room, to be entirely honest. But one thing we can infer is that both of us lived through it.
Yeah, that's what we can assume.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to add to this whole mystery.
Yes.
That behind you.
Yes.
In the room that we normally record in.
Yes.
In the corner where it was implied by listening to these clips that Gustav was standing.
Yes.
There is a dead man.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I am not looking. I am afraid to look.
Yeah. He is a dead man laying in the corner.
Yeah.
He's got a gun in one hand.
Okay. That may be Gustav?
Might be.
Might be one of his henchmen.
Yeah. I'm not sure who it is, but I mean, that might be a clue.
That might be a clue.
At least what happens. And so one way to find out is we can continue to go through this little investigation that we're doing right now. Or you can subscribe to our new shows and find out what happens.
Yeah, find out what happens. But we could play one quick
clip. Play another clip.
From mine, and then we'll...
What's the name of your show?
The name of my show is actually, it's a pretty good. It's Trevor in the Morning coming at you, talking to you. We're going to figure out all the answers to the big questions.
That's a concise name. I really like it. Let's listen to a clip.
3, 2, 1. All right. Hey. Now, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey. David Stoneborough here in the studio.
Yeah.
We're back from commercial. I noticed you brought a giant, scary friend with you with a giant gun. What? What's the deal?
I'm glad you asked. That's a question I'm very happy to answer. This is, I'm told, Gustav.
You're told.
I don't know much about this guy. He's been following me for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, he told me to come into this room.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's great.
Do you know him? Is he involved with you? Because, I mean...
He's not involved with me.
You don't know this man?
This is the part of the show where we take a beer bong. Right. While you tell me... Yeah. Who your first love was.
The arts.
Ah, yes. Classic. And now a word from our sponsor, NyQuil. Oh, no, I just have to read a little quick thing about NyQuil. NyQuil, it's a fucking whirlwind.
Saying my line here is, if you're looking to get blown away... NyQuil. It's a fucking whirlwind.
All right. Now, Gustav, a quick question for you. You're wearing a NyQuil t-shirt right now. Do you work for the NyQuil company?
He just doesn't say a word. He just stares us down.
Okay. Well, that was a clip from my new show. I don't know if that answered any questions.
It feels like it raised more, if anything.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, so does it kind of feel like NyQuil puppeteered this whole situation?
Yeah, which is weird because I wouldn't think that they'd market themselves as a fucking whirlwind.
Yeah.
As like a memory loss thing. As like a... Mind control? Is it mind control?
Are they mind controlling us? Are they wiping our memories?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or are they just giving us the ability to have a good night's sleep when you're congested?
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like these are both shows we would do.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what I'm thinking back to is, I don't know if this happened to you, but a few days ago, what looked like an Amazon drone delivered a crate of NyQuil to my house.
Yes. That also happened to me.
You got one as well?
Yeah, I got one as well. And I also ordered just a new pair of earbuds.
Oh, so you got earbuds and a crate of NyQuil?
Yeah.
And when you opened your crate with a crowbar,
yeah,
was it filled with like packing peanuts and then the bottles of NyQuil and then a little note in calligraphy that said bottoms up?
No, mine wasn't calligraphy.
Yours wasn't calligraphy.
No, right, mine was just like handwritten, kind of messy.
Okay.
So... Yeah, those two don't.
That doesn't make sense. Those
two don't.
It's not a pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
They're different.
So that could, I mean, could have something to do with it. I just don't think it's the main cause of all this.
No, I don't think we're going to get too far into figuring it out until we listen to another clip.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw on a clip from my new show.
Let's do it.
Questions and you'll answer them, goddammit.
Mm.
Or so fucking help me. Mm-hmm. I'll come over there. I'll grab you by the front of the shirt. I'll be nose to nose with you. Mm-hmm. And I'll suck your soul out of your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've seen you do it to other people, so I don't doubt it.
Yeah. It's the name of my show. It's it's a new talk show where we ask some pretty deep cutting questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just scratched my beard a little bit, and mm-hmm. I feel like that may have picked up on the mic. Is that okay?
We're going to have to see how that washes out in the end. But, okay. That could potentially be consequential to the final product of the show. If you could avoid rubbing your beard against the microphones from here on out, I won't be forced to grab you by the front of the shirt, pull you up nose to nose, and suck your soul out through your eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah.
So we have a question for you, and I feel like the interview really has been culminating to this final question. It's a very important question.
For sure. Yeah.
You've laid a lot out bare.
Yeah.
You've given us a lot of deep information.
Mm-hmm. I'm an open book.
Just
for the listener, an open book. I'm learning metaphors, and apparently that's when I'm like honest, open and honest. I don't think all books are honest. Some are fiction, so that doesn't make complete sense.
But it means that you're open so that people can see the contents rather than them being obscured.
Yeah, exactly. So but I think it's... I'm still confused by the whole metaphor thing, but you go on.
I appreciate you trying, learning, and then applying that new knowledge that you've just picked up about metaphors into your communication. It shows initiative.
Thank you.
And that's the kind of thing we like to see in our guests here on Dave Asks the Questions, and you'll answer them, goddammit.
Okay, yeah.
So without further ado, I have one final question for you, and it is this.
Mm.
Where did all...
All right. That ended abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Right before the question.
Can I also point out that I do understand metaphors? Like, that's never been a thing of me. Like, I don't...
You get when I say metaphor, you don't stop me.
Yeah. And I don't get confused by that. That's never really been a thing.
You know lots of, like, just common phrases and expressions. They don't trip you up, typically.
Yeah.
So that's a bit...
I don't know. I don't understand how that happened to me there, but I guess I don't understand any of this, so...
Yeah, this is, I mean, seems like a bit of a fucking whirlwind to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's probably where they got their slogan.
Who?
NyQuil.
Right. We were talking about that. Sorry, man. My memory is just so messed
up. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, should we start recording the Books Are Open podcast? I think it's 83.
It's episode 83?
Yeah.
Okay, but you want to just do like just the apologies and outro for this one?
Yeah, I think we don't have much time for some reason.
Running
we booked a studio and it's we're running we have studio time and tape, so
the
we'll just
studios
have to
are running out of tape.
Yeah, so we just have to quickly record. That's weird.
Tape is money.
I feel like there was something I wanted to promote, but I can't remember. So we'll just quick apologies. Sorry, our memory is a little messed up today. Something.
Yeah.
Do you have any more NyQuil?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little congested. Maybe I could go for a swig or two.
Yeah.
Like a bottle. Yeah, have a gulp. I'll have a gulp. All right. Let's do some apologies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the sky, the clouds.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for not just wanting to lie down for a while.
Yeah. I don't like to apologize for when you're going backwards on the freeway, just like pedal to the floor in reverse, just flying down, cars dodging. Shouldn't do that.
And I'd like to apologize for any time I may have realized I was just walking through an elementary school.
Just looking around. And just looking at the little, drawings on the walls.
Yeah, it's summertime. Don't be weird.
Sir, what are you doing in here? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it just happens. I don't know.
Sorry, man. It's a bit of a fucking whirlwind.
And then you blink and you're at home in bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, for all the things that happened right before I blinked and was home in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember those things.
Anyways, we should do the podcast. It's episode 83.
Episode 83. I'm David Stonebrough.
And today we're... Why are they kicking us out?
What?
We just started recording.
What do you mean you're out of tape?
Work, 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 Skyman.